Allô, SOS Détresse Amitié, bonjour. Je vous écoute.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Allô.
Allô. Je ne vous entends pas.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Je suis au bout du rouleau, là. Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Allô. Appuyez sur le bouton.
FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Ah ça, je reconnais le bruit de cette ville. Camille, tu ne me la feras pas.
I know. We are in Sao Paulo.
Exactly. Sao Paulo state, countryside, but yeah, still.
Still. Thank you for being with us today. So you live...
My pleasure, darling.
You live in a little town right next to Sao Paulo, is that right?
Yeah, it's not that small, actually. It's, well, for Brazilian standards, it's not considered a big city, but it's almost 1 million people here.
Okay, so it's not too bad.
No, and it's about... 300 kilometers from Sao Paulo.
That's right.
Capital.
So I guess my first question to you, for those who are listening as well, is how is it going in your city, in bigger city like Sao Paulo, in the context of the pandemic?
Yeah. So we are facing a big crisis at the moment, actually, because our government is not doing as we expected as citizens, you know. So at this very moment, there's been a parliamentary committee of inquiry to analyze why our government was so faulty in buying the vaccines and and protecting the population.
Because
we lost already more than 430,000 souls. So that's lot of people, you know?
Yeah. Because you mean they didn't buy the vaccine, so you guys don't have the vaccines right now?
We don't have enough. We are a very big country. Brazil nowadays is above 200 million people.
Right.
And we don't have enough. So that's why they opened this committee. Is to analyze if there was a negligence by
the government,
by the Brazilian government, or if there was an embezzlement of money, like if they took this money and they put somewhere else.
Oh my God!
Which is an absurd. yeah, exactly. So.
So because
that's a very important thing that is happening right now in Brazil.
Because one thing that some people may not know listening to us is that the government right now in Brazil is quite special, and maybe you can tell us more about the president right now.
Yeah, he is horrible. He is definitely, I am 37 years old, and this is definitely the worst I've seen in Brazilian democracy, you know?
Yeah.
He's a far right, conservative.
Yeah, a dictator, basically, and, you can say it.
Well, yeah, he has a military background, so all of these things are very scary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you put all of them together, he seeks for power, and now he has the power, and, you know, he's basically killing the country.
That's right.
One by one.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's not good.
And are people rebelling against, for instance, the way the crisis is not handled, also the way the government is dealing with, you know, the general well-being of the country? Are people speaking up about it?
Look, Cami, mainly people who are against the government that has the power at the moment are doing that isolation. We are following the rules because... we know that this can save a lot of people. All the hospitals here, they are full, you know. So the protests, they are happening sort of in social media and stuff like that, because we can't really go to the streets and do something bigger, obviously, because we can't, you know,
beach reunite, of course,
like that. But obviously, the artists, especially the famous artists like Caetano Veloso, like Maria Bethânia, Gilberto Gil, all these guys that are very important for Brazilian modern culture, they are
giving hope
against against Bolsonaro, and definitely giving hope, for sure.
So because right now, in terms of the pandemic, you guys have to all isolate. Can you travel to, for instance, Rio de Janeiro, or do you have to stay within your city?
So that's the thing. Rules in Brazil, they are complicated.
Because there's no rules.
Yeah, well, they try to, but people are still traveling, they are taking holidays. It depends very much how people think individually, because as I said before, Bolsonaro, as the president, he's not coming out and saying, look guys, stay home. He's saying the opposite. A few days ago, he gave an interview saying that people who were still doing isolation were stupid. Can you believe that?
Really? Wow.
So, yeah. So he is, you know, he's been very bad for that. But on the other hand, Cami, to be honest, this is the part where art
is essential.
More force. Essential, totally, because we don't stop, you know. And this is the moment when you feel insecure and worried about something bigger than, in this case, is the health of the country itself. So, you know, we need to use this anger that we are feeling and all this frustration to try to produce. That's what I'm doing, actually.
Is that what you're doing?
Trying to input this anger, because it's a very bad feeling to have in your heart, you know? You know me, we lived in the same neighborhood for a couple of years in London.
Yeah.
And you know me pretty well by this time. But it's something that, you know, you can't just close your eyes and be alienated. So this anger, it has in my heart at the moment for the last 2 years, to be honest, because of this situation in Brazil. I can't just feel that and not do nothing about it. So obviously, try to talk to people, get this feeling out somehow.
That's right. And then, so are people trying to stay connected to each other in general?
They are, in general, yeah.
Are they meeting up? Do you have...
Social media, because still coming, like, at the moment, just, I think, 11% of Brazilian population got vaccinated, so we can't really see each other yet. It's different scenario in Europe. In England, for sure, I don't know really well how it's going in France. But my brother, who's in Spain, is a little bit better. They can go out, they can go to bars, they can meet family. We can't do this still here. We are in a situation that was Europe like 6 months ago.
Yeah, I understand, of course. And
so the connection is more through telephone and social media, really.
Yeah. And so the question I have for you is, you paint to stay positive and hopeful.
Yeah.
And what do you say to people so they can feel as well the hope that the times will come that are better?
Yeah, because, well, I believe in that, you know. Life is not like a straight line. We go up and down, and that's pretty much how it happens in our personal life, and that's how it happens in the whole world. So this will pass, you know. Sooner or late, it will pass. And what I say to people, try to fill up your mind with stuff and healthy things, you know. Careful with drugs and alcohol too much. Try to have this time, but try to exercise, eat well. I'm trying to do this big time. And input your energy in other things, you know, reading, writing, whatever, if you like to paint, which is my case. Go for walks. Try to not just go into this, like, tunnel that just brings you down.
Yeah.
It will pass. Everything will get better.
Try
soon.
To...
We have the vaccines and the numbers are falling in most of the world. It's like Brazil is going against this the scenario and India, but I'm sure that in Europe this summer will be a lot better already.
And did you lose any friends?
Not close to me, but I lost a friend of my friend who was, it's very scary because he was 40 years old and a healthy guy, you know, and he stayed 2 weeks in hospital and he passed. Also last week, we lost one of the biggest or the most important Brazilian comedians, Paulo Gustavo. He died age 42, and this was very shocking because
he was young.
He was very young, you know, healthy guy.
Yeah.
Also, he didn't have any serious problems in his life, and he didn't make it. So stuff like that start to happen, and we have to be careful. Just that. It's not a panic situation, but it's like, try to be careful, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're going to try to stay positive and listen to one of your Brazilian tune that you sent us that is full of okay. sunshine and good vibration. Yeah. And we'll be back with you right after. Thank you very much.
Okay, my love.
Speak to you soon.
Je suis très seul ce soir.
Eh bien non, monsieur. Justement, vous ne l'êtes plus.
Suicide FM, avec Camille et Xavier. L'espoir d'y croire encore.
Oui, tout va bien.
Encore.
Et nous sommes toujours en direct du Brésil avec notre ami Felipe. Prononcé Felipe et non pas Felipe, qui serait une version espagnole de Felipe.
Can you still hear us?
I can still hear you.
Perfect. Yes. That was quite a sunshine vibe tunes that I know you're very fond of.
Yes, I love Clara Nunes. She's beautiful.
Is that what you listen to you know, dance around your house and start the day?
Definitely. That's actually something that I do very much on my own most of the times.
So what are your top tips for people who are not feeling well right now, wherever they are in the world? What do you tell them to do?
Input your energy, you know, into something that is basically good for you, because it's hard times for everybody, but we can't just, you know,
channel it in a good way.
Exactly, channel to something else. In my case, it's arts, but it can be anything, really. Contemplation, look through the window, watch the birds, you know, life is bigger. And it's happening at every moment. We are in this, you know, and we are pushing future all the time, so we can't forget what is present. And try to you know, it's been hard to enjoy without gathering, without going to parties and stuff like that. But keep positive. It will pass. Everything will be better soon. And art. Produce.
Art is essential.
For me, yes. But for other people, can be, I don't know, sport or writing or
singing.
Doing maths. Anything, yeah. Really.
So you mentioned the future. Yeah. How do you see the future for Brazil?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful about it. In terms of politics, we still have 1 year and a half of this government. But I can say that people are getting united again, even not seeing each other, you know. Because it's a moment for this, really. We can't really touch, but we can still talk and share ideas. I am here, and I'm planning to move with all my stuff. I will go back to England and get my dog, because I love this country, and I believe everything will come back to the good old Brazilian tropical feeling with happiness and music and people outside.
And sunshine.
All the time. Now it's like 29 degrees here, and it's 10 to 8 in the morning. So it's a blast already, you know. And things will pass, Kami. All of this torment will go away, and the sun will shine again for everybody. I'm sure of that.
And what's the first thing you will do when things will start to shift a little bit? What is it that you most miss the most?
Party.
Now I hear.
Bohemian life, you know, sitting.
Bohemian life.
Exactly, I miss this very much. Like, this is something that has been into my life since I was
a young adult. Since I turned 18, I was outside going to the bars, getting together with artists, poets, going through the night, enjoying and feeling life. You know, this is what I miss. I miss people very much. And this has been the hardest for me, to be honest, because me and my girlfriend, Helen, she's lovely. We are helping each other a lot. I'm quite lucky that she's a psychologist. So we have many stuff to talk about and not to be standing in just one place, you know. Inside our minds, we can travel and think about other stuff and talk about other subjects. This week we started to talk about having a group for psychological support, and I want to come with something similar to art therapy for homeless people here in my hometown, you know. So this is another thing, charity in this way, it's a good way to channel people who are feeling less depressed, like me, for example. I still have energy and I can do things for other people. And this is very warming. It warms your heart, you know, and also brings a lot of hope for sure.
What
you guys are doing is very important to bring this discussion to hear to people in different parts of the world.
Yeah, because
it's really nice.
We
have to do that, Kami. Yeah, that's right.
And we want to know the truth. And right now we realize that it's hard to know exactly through the media how others are doing in other countries. So that's true. That's why we're doing this phone calls around the world.
Yeah, that's right. That's very good. So that's it. Sharing your fears and stuff also helps. Like, people have to think that they are not alone in this, you know. If you have a close friend, someone to talk when you're not feeling well, this is something that helps a lot. I have my old friends here that now that I'm in Brazil, I can phone them anytime. This is really good too.
Yeah,
technology helps this. My dad lives in England. I can still talk to him through WhatsApp. So being close to people that you love during these times is really, really important as well.
And stay connected. That's right.
Stay connected somehow, definitely.
So we're going to leave you on one another Brazilian tune that you sent me.
We need to know what he's doing in life.
Oh, he's a painter. He said that earlier.
Okay. How old is he? He said
not yet. He's 37. No. Thank you so much for being with us today, for bringing us some Brazilian sunshine to our little raining office in Paris. And
lovely, I'm very happy.
And keep up with the artwork, and I look forward to seeing more of your productions because they are stunning and the whole world deserves to see them. Thank you for your words. Speak to you soon.
Thank you guys and for this inviting is... me. All the best. Beijos. Ciao, ciao.
Bezos. Bye.
Bye.